This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. It's Monday, you're headed into work, and you're dreading it because you work for a toxic boss. They may be a control freak, a great divider, or a gaslighter. Our next guest set out to gather data and real-life horror stories. Her upcoming book is I Wish I'd Quit Sooner, Practical Strategies for Navigating and Escaping a Toxic Boss. And my first question for Dr. Laura Hambly-Lovett: how do we find a toxic boss?
That is a great question. And that's what I sought to find in the research. And there's a lot of confusion out there between a difficult and a toxic boss. So I like to compare the fact that a lot of bosses can be difficult. And that's what kept me in my career very busy, helping leaders become better bosses. However, the difference between a difficult and a toxic boss is a toxic boss will harm your mental health and your physical health over time. It won't get better. And we cannot coach them to be better when they're truly toxic. So what are the behaviors? Well, there's 8 different personas of a toxic boss, and the behaviors vary depending on the boss. But one of them is the dishonest manipulator, who is inherently dishonest. They distort the truth. They don't have integrity. So that's one of them. Another one is the gaslighter that makes you think it's you that's going crazy. It's you who is losing your memory and forgetting what they told you to do, when in fact they're manipulating and playing with your mind, much like in a romantic relationship, but in the leader employee relationship.
Now, I always have to think, when we look at these personalities, and you said, you know, that they're not going to change, but obviously there's something in them that has triggered this behavior. I mean, they can't just be just awful people, can they?
Well, I think they are people who have been through awful situations in their life. So oftentimes when we get a toxic leader, they've been through traumas in their past that are unresolved. You know, and a lot of those traumas can happen in childhood, like that you were neglected in childhood, or you were overly controlled in childhood, and that was never healed. And then you come into your life trying to control others. And I guess I don't want to say they can never change. I believe in the power of humans to change. I do. I'm an optimist. I believe in the power to grow, but it takes major circumstances to grow beyond these sorts of behaviors. It's not just, oh, do some coaching with Dr. Laura and you'll get to be a great leader. That's not how it works. They need to have almost a pivotal, fundamental crisis in their lives to actually shift out of those patterns. And they need deep trauma healing, deep trauma healing. So it goes beyond what most organizations do to support leadership development. So that's why I say it's unlikely they'll change based on common ways of handling leadership development.
So then I guess that leaves it up to the employee to decide, can I deal with this individual or do I need to leave? I'm sure it's different for everyone, but how do you make that call?
That is a huge part of my book. So Megan, when I was deciding, do I write a book for people going through this or do I write a book for organizations and HR leaders in how to eradicate it? I really felt like I needed to start with the people because it's up to them to navigate this. And it is very difficult when you're in it. You feel trapped. You feel stuck. That's why I have a cage on the cover of my book and the bird is breaking out of the cage because you feel trapped. And oftentimes you're financially tied to them, much like a romantic relationship or a marriage where you're tied with an abuser and it's so hard to imagine getting away. So it's all about understanding what you're dealing with and then figuring out an exit plan and how you're going to get into a better situation.
I'm always curious, why do organizations tolerate these types of personalities in management positions?
They tolerate them. You ask great questions. They tolerate them because of three main reasons. Well, one is that they typically earn money for the organization. Their work brings in value typically being dollars and cents value. Maybe they're a technical expert in what they do. Maybe they're fantastic at bringing in big projects or big sales numbers or something like that. So that's the number one trend I see. Number two is they are buddies with decision makers. So maybe they're buddies with the CEO or they're part of the club, whatever club we'll call it, the old boys club maybe. I don't know, but they're just kind of tied in and they're buddies and nobody wants to hurt their buddy by letting their buddy go. I see that happen all the time. And then the third thing I see is what I call ostriching, which is I see an issue over there. I see an issue, but I'm too conflict avoidant to deal with it. I'm too scared to deal with it. I'm just going to shove that to the side for now. And I see way too much of that happening.
I'm curious from an organizational standpoint, when you have a boss and you probably then have a lot of people, a lot of churn and turnover, doesn't that hurt an organization, even if that person is bringing in big accounts, for example?
Exactly. So the costs of turnover are huge because you got to find the new person and train the new person. And it just can, you know, be exponentially more than the cost of just the salary alone. And it's really interesting. I've been looking at these trends and there's really three areas that these toxic bosses are costing billions of dollars in the U.S. economy and even more throughout the world. But let's say billions of dollars, and it's because of lost productivity costs, because when you have a toxic boss, people are not performing at their best. They're scared. They're spending a lot of energy in just getting through each day and walking on eggshells. So they're not creative. They're not innovative. They're really scared. So they're decreased productivity, increased medical leaves. So we're seeing that the body ends up saying, I can't take this. And then we have burnout, and then we have a stress leave or a medical leave situation or actually getting ill. There's research linking toxic bosses to cardiovascular issues, and that is true. The U.S. Surgeon General issued a call a few years ago to stop toxic workplaces because they're a huge cause of health problems in the U.S. medical system, for example. And then the third is turnover of top talent. Like you said, the cost of turnover is huge. So toxic workplace cultures are 10 times more predictive of attrition than pay. So regardless of what you pay people, if you have a toxic workplace culture, you're going to lose your talent.
So let's talk about the two alternatives for people: staying and finding a way to cope with it, mm-hmm. and navigate it, or leaving. That first one, What would you tell people that just they can't leave right now? They can't leave the situation. How do they protect themselves in some way from a toxic boss?
They need to. So if there's no way that they can leave, first and foremost, they need to work on filling their own energy. They need to work on their own self-care. And the problem is a toxic boss takes away your energy. So when you get home from the office, you're just depleted. But you need to be doing the things, the social connections, the therapy, the yoga class, the walk in nature with the dog, whatever it is, you need to be doing those things to fill your glass. Because every day your glass, and I'm holding up a glass of water, every day a toxic boss will empty that glass and you need to be filling it. And that's number one. Number two is we all have a psychological contract with our workplace. So we have a written employment contract and then we have a psychological one, and we need to reframe that. This is just a job. I'm just going to treat it as a job. I'm going to set my boundaries and I'm going to just, you know, come in and do what I need to do on a daily basis. And then I'm going to really work on separating the boundary between my work and my life, which a toxic boss doesn't like, by the way. They do not like people setting boundaries around them. So then you have to navigate that really carefully. And so each situation is different, but the book really gets into that. What are your six different options when you have a toxic boss? And staying is one of six options. And how can you stay? And people don't usually stay more than 1 to 2 years. It just becomes too much. But if you have to stay for financial reasons and such, there are things that you can do to make it more palatable, more tolerable. But it's hard. I won't lie. My recommendation is to create an exit plan as soon as you can.
Let's talk about that exit plan. How do you, number one, know when it's time to leave? And number two, not just jump into another bad situation?
Well, you have to be setting what I call a good riddance date or a GR date. And I talk about that in my book a lot, where the date depends on the person. And you need to be careful about what type of workplace culture you want to get into and doing your due diligence so that you don't get into another toxic one. And that means talking to people who work there, talking to people who have left there, looking at the Glassdoor reviews. And in the job hiring process, there are red flags. So one of my chapters is how to spot the warning signs of a toxic boss. And there are things that you can look out for that are telltale signs throughout the whole hiring process. And I love to talk about how we can start seeing those signs. In hindsight, we may see them. We may have had that sense that something was off. And a lot of people in my research say that they knew something was off, but they went for it because they thought it was a great opportunity, and others convinced them of that. But just trust your intuition is number one, and do your research and due diligence is number two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Can you give us an example of maybe one or two of those red flags?
Sure, I can. Okay, the toxic boss will talk more than listen. So they will dominate the interview. They won't care what Megan has to say. They care what they have to say. So they may ask you a question, but then they don't truly listen because they're thinking about what they're going to say next. They are usually very arrogant and they are constantly interrupting. That's another sign. And they really don't give you much space and airtime. So yeah, you leave saying, wow, was that an interview or was that them just talking? So that's one of the big warning signs. Another warning sign is that they don't really respect your time. So they may call you at all hours. They may keep you waiting. They may run late. They don't respect your time. They kind of treat you like your time doesn't matter. That's another sign of a toxic boss.
That is Dr. Laura Hambly-Lovett, organizational psychologist and author of the book, I Wish I'd Quit Sooner, Practical Strategies for Navigating and Escaping a Toxic Boss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.